Hi, guys. How we doing?
Good.
Making this one quick.
All right. Could you imagine that West would get off to the start of the season that he has after four games? He has like a record total in yardage after four games.
Well, nothing surprises me with Wes. He's the heart and soul of this team. He's been that way since the day he got here. He works his tail off, and he's a great player, great teammate. He's really become a real dynamic player over the years. So he's made some huge plays for us. He's clutch, tough, mentally tough, physically tough. He's awesome.
When you mentioned heart and soul of the team, how does that manifest itself?
Well, he shows up every single day, being the best that he can be, and he sets a great example for every player, every veteran player, every young player, every coach of what he's willing to do to commit himself to be the best that he can be for this team. So he never takes a day off. He never takes a practice off. He never takes a play off, run or pass. It's like that way in practice. And what you see in a game is what he does in practice for us every day. And he never complains. And, he's a hell of a player. I love being out there with him. I didn't know that happened.
Yeah, you have two
heads,
but
now
273.
Well, Joe's, I'll never be in Joe's category. We throw the ball a lot more now than they threw it back then, so it's much more of a passing league now than it's ever been. But it was a good game for us. You know, every one of those touchdowns was important today, so it was fun. It was fun to be back out there after last week.
Tom, after the interceptions last week, I saw you talking on TV. Obviously, nobody likes that quarterback. Did you come in here and say, I'm going to try to not do that, or just play my game?
Just play my game. I don't think that you ever approach it with, I can't go out there and throw it. You know, look, if you're going to throw passes, you're going to throw interceptions. It's just that's part of playing quarterback. And you try to make good reads, try to make good accurate throws, good fundamentals, good technique. And all week in practice, you work on those things of being balanced and accurate and playing smart and playing fast. And if it happens, it happens. You got to bounce back from them. That game, the following week, it's just part of the game. But we did a much better job taking care of the football today, which I think was a big reason why we won.
How was it in the second half?
In terms of?
As your offense.
Well, we didn't have the ball much in the first half. We only had three possessions, I think. You know, we had the ball for like 10 minutes in the first half. And then the second half was a little bit better, but, you know, we still got to do a better job executing. I don't think it was our best day out there executing, especially late in the game. But we had a comfortable lead. I think we were trying to protect the lead and get out of here with the win.
Tom, how was it seeing Richard Seymour?
It was huge. I mean, I think being able to be balanced, more balanced than we've been. We had some big runs. You know, when you see us run the ball in from the 28-yard line or something like that, was huge. Ben Jarvis ran great. Steven ran great. So that's important. It sets up a lot of things. If you can't stop the run, then you're just going to keep running it, and you're going to control the entire tempo of the game. If you can, if they stop running, it's a passing game, then, you know, it's not where you want to play offense. So,
Tom,
last question.
How was it seeing Richard Seymour across the line?
I hate seeing him over there. He's an awesome player. I was thinking about him all week and what his ability is to be able to disrupt the passing game and the run game. He's physical. He's a great leader for them. I hate seeing him in Raider uniform.
He busted through on that dead ball play. He got you pretty good.
Yeah. Well, he put me down kind of gently, like he said he would. I don't think it should have been a foul, but I'm glad we got the call. Thanks, guys.